とありがとうございます。本日毎日と同じように僕はジョン先生がこの日本語を教えますよ。面白くて。本日の面接はサム・ウィルソンさんと一緒に面接させていただきたいと思います。サム・ウィルソンは同じ大学で勉強してさせていただいて、日本語が結構うまいなものですよ。本日彼が日本語のティップとトリックを全部教えてくれて、またどうやって日本語をうまく習うように説明してくれます。Sam, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, so, as I said in the intro, we went to the same university and you speak wonderful Japanese. We actually lived in Japan together for a little bit of time.
That's right. I don't know about the being good at Japanese, but we did live in Japan together.
That's true. So you were up in Nagano when I was up in Nagano, right?
I don't know if we were in Nagano at the same time.
Well, similar periods. I know I was down in Ina for a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
If I'm remembering right. But so give us a little introduction about yourself. Tell the Manga Sensei audience who you are.
Well, like you said, my name is Sam Wilson. I'm from Huntington Beach, California. I'm 26 years old. I graduated from BYU just this last, spring of 2016. I moved back to California with my wife, Haley, and we're living here now, and we're working and enjoying life.
You know, you in this podcast, we often go over a whole bunch of different types of people that are either using Japanese or learning Japanese. You actually use Japanese for your job, right?
That's correct. So I guess I should start from the beginning with my Japanese experience. I actually studied Japanese for 3 years in high school.
Oh, wow. Did you learn anything during that time?
What's that?
Did you learn anything during that time?
I learned hiragana, katakana, and I even remembered some kanji.
Oh, wow.
Basic grammar structure and some vocabulary, but the only reason I joined that class was for a girl, to be honest.
Really?
I didn't realize the impact, you know, that class would have on my life, and eventually, you know, getting called to serve a mission in Japan, mm-hmm. and then, you know, returning from my mission, deciding to major in it. So really, it was just kind of a kimagure, kind of just on a whim.
Yeah.
That I started learning Japanese, and now it's a huge part of my life.
That's awesome.
Like you said, I right now I work for a metal distributor for the aerospace industry, and many of our clients are in Japan, and the only reason I was considered for the job was because of my Japanese speaking ability, because they needed somebody that they could, I do a lot of the email correspondence. I've been to Japan once. I'm going back, and that was in February of 2017. I'm going back this October, just with our president of their company, and going there and just kind of being to bridge that gap, language barrier, cultural barrier, whatever you want to call it, between the Japanese and, you know, my American coworkers.
That's wonderful. I think it's good for people to kind of see how. I think a lot of people, when they think of, you know, going into Japanese or studying Japanese, that there's really only one career path almost. You either become a translator or, you know, you go into tourism or something, you know. And there's actually a wide variety of jobs, disciplines, and hobbies that you can have with Japanese. It's not as pigeonholed as some people would initially give it.
For sure.
And so
I find that true because, you know, quite honestly, whenever people ask what I was majoring in, and they ask, and I told them Japanese, they'd be like, oh, are you going to be a teacher? I'm like, no, I'm not going to be a teacher. I kind of get, like, I get so sick of that question, because,
right.
You know, the reason I chose Japanese is because, you know, you get a good experience on your mission, but I just felt, you know, I lacked in it, and I didn't want to look, I worked so hard to get as far as I was, and I wanted to improve it, and it was just something that was important to me, and you know, I had my career goals, but I wanted to make my education goals line up with my career goals, not necessarily, you know, I wanted to go into law enforcement. I'm not going to I didn't want to go into criminal justice. I wanted to go into Japanese, and, you know, there's still opportunity for me to even get into that field.
Right.
But it really just opened up doors for me, no matter what.
Yeah. I think, and now just for those who are listening, Sam and I are actually both Latter-day Saints. We're both Mormons, and so we actually both served a mission for our church in Japan is where we initially were able to be exposed heavily to Japanese and be immersed in that culture and language. So when we refer to the mission, we're referring to that 2-year stint when we were actually missionaries in Japan, those guys with the white shirts and ties. But no, I feel the same way when people ask me, you know, they ask me what I'm studying, or I tell them I'm in Japanese, they usually ask me, so are you going to, you translate, or what do you do? And I'm like, actually, I run a company. I teach Japanese online, but I actually I run a company and work with people talking to them in Japan, and I do this to help people out that are also interested in learning Japanese, because it's a big part of my life, too. And I wanted to make sure that other people have the opportunity to learn Japanese without all of the extra stuff. So what do you find to be the most difficult thing when studying Japanese?
Finding native people to talk to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could study, you know, kanji and vocabulary all day long, but it really does you no good if you don't get practical use. So I think especially in the beginning coming, you know, returning home and ending, you know, at school, I had plenty of opportunity to talk to my professors, other students, and, you know, clubs. But upon graduation, trying to find people to talk to.
Right. Yeah, I find a similar struggle sometimes. What would you say has been the biggest help to your Japanese study? What's the biggest tip you could give for somebody who's just starting out?
I think just being, you know, just perseverance and being, you know, finding ways. For example, my problem was finding native speakers, and so I used my internet resources. I was able to find what I like is called meetup.com. Meetup. It kind of sounds like a dating website, but mm-hmm. It's really not. It's Meetup is basically you find people in your area that have common interests. So I first started using it because I was looking. I love football. I played football in high school and college.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking for, you know, a flag football group to meet up with, and I found a good, you know, group of guys that I do that every week. And then I thought, hey, I could use this for maybe Japanese, and I found a ton of meetups of people who either are studying Japanese together or speaking. And so I live near a UCI, Irvine, University of Irvine, California, or uh-huh. California Irvine, and they have a meetup there. And so I met, you know, tons of Japanese foreign exchange students who come to Irvine to speak English, so it's a language exchange. So we teach them English, they teach us Japanese.
Right, right.
And I was able to make a good friend, and I, you know, hung out with them afterwards. We went to get yakiniku together, and we text. And so just using the internet, there's tons of internet resources, whether it's grammar sites that teach grammar, whether it's, you know, they have Skype-based things where you can talk to people in Japan who are trying to learn English, and you're trying to learn Japanese, and Meetup, because I think Meetup, to be able to talk to somebody in person is a really valuable opportunity.
Yeah, I agree, actually. I think Meetup's a great one, and that will actually be down in the show notes for everybody. They like to check that out and find people that are Japanese-speaking in their area. What does your Japanese study look like right now? If you were to break it into about an hour, if you were to sit down for an hour, what would your Japanese study look like?
To be honest, I don't have a set study kind mm-hmm. of plan right now as I used to have, but at work I do get an opportunity to do translation, whether it's email or right now we are going to Japan, so I'm trying to translate our company profile literature into Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as translation goes, it's hard to, you know, to get the same you know, phrasage as, or I guess it's, I don't know if that's a real word, phrasage, but get the same English phrases into Japanese. So what I like to do is not just use Google Translate, but to use the Japanese I know and put it in the search engine and read articles in Japanese or look at websites in Japanese mm-hmm. and compare them.
Have you heard of Lanique?
What's that?
Have you ever heard of Lanique?
Lanique, yes, I have.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what I use when I look for stuff like that. So I you figured you might know it, but I...
Yeah, that's one. That brings a whole bunch of different, you know, like, I don't know exactly how it works, but it does bring up, like, different, you know, articles or whatever it is, like...
that are using just that phraseology.
Database, yeah.
Yeah.
So exactly, like, things like that. So I guess for me, it's reading articles online, and any chance I get to find any kind of podcast. I love listening to podcasts, and basically, The one, only one I listen to now is the NHK News podcast.
Yeah, it's not into.
I find that to be, you know, interesting, and especially because in some of my projects in college, I was able to research, you know, world events and be able to at least understand the vocabulary to
right.
a certain extent. And I also watch an extensive amount of anime.
Yeah.
So I think I watch Dragon Ball Super every Saturday, and I think Boruto.
You're watching Boruto. I'm really really into Tokyo Ghoul right now.
Okay. Yeah, I know that.
I'm diving into it's pretty dark, but I like that one. I've been reading that one quite a bit. That one and Boku no Hero Academia.
Okay.
Which
I don't know that one.
That one's pretty good. It's about a superhero. It's in high school.
Gotcha.
Which I enjoy. It's fun. Okay, so
I'm also.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was gonna say I'm pretty spoiled here because in Southern California we have a book off 10 minutes away from
you
the house.
Oh, a book off.
It's straight up book off from Japan, and so
I hate
having
you
a
so
Japanese
much.
Bookstore really helps. I can get manga for $1 in Japanese.
Oh man. Yeah, we're trying to get it so we can eventually sell manga on our website, but it's hard to get those rights. We're talking with Shueisha right now to try to get that figured out.
Gotcha.
That's awesome. So if you were to suddenly walk out the door tomorrow morning and poof, all your Japanese was gone, where would you start?
I think I would start... If I was starting at Bay Zero, honestly, I would go to a community college that teaches, you know, basic Japanese grammar principles, you know, just a basic Japanese class to get that base, because I think that, you know, total immersion is great, but it's also great to have that kind of base knowledge
mm-hmm.
in a class setting. Community colleges offer it, or sometimes like, private institutions as well. Have some kind of Japanese grammar course, and then I would just expose myself as much as I can, whether it be going to a study abroad, whether it's teaching English in Japan, anywhere to get that immersion, because like I said before, you know, having that baseline is good, but it doesn't really teach you practical usage of the language, you don't have experiences, because when I think back on certain words or things that I learned, I can remember the instance, what was going on when I learned that word or, you know, made that mistake,
mm-hmm.
I have those experiences. It's not just I looked at a flashcard. I was talking to this one person. I was trying to explain this. I was wrong. I made a mistake, but they taught me the right way. Or, you know, whatever it was, I was in a mission. It's really nice because you have something that you can, something you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to study for something when you have a goal in mind also really helps. So it sticks to you better because of the experience that it's tied to.
I agree. And actually that's a great leeway into changing gears here from English to Japanese and talking about mistakes. みんなご存知と思いますけれども、僕のあのこのポッドキャストのことわざなのはやっぱり千間違いを通しペレペリになる。ですから間違いましょうということですね。あのやっぱりイサム君、どうやって間違いを通して日本語を習うんでしょうか。
まあ先に言ったようにあのまずその日本語で間違いをばっかりあの心配したらあの心配しに行かないと思います、
ね。
なぜかというとあのその間違いのことについて考えたらあの話せないと。進歩しに行かないと思います。
そういうの通りと思いますよ。本当にやっぱり間違いたくない気があればやっぱり話したくなるんでしょう。
そう。
しかもなんか間違いすぎ考えるとやっぱり話すとすぐ間違っちゃうんだろう、
うんうんうん、
ですからあのやっぱり日本に行って間違いを通し進歩したりやっぱり漢字を書いてもそういう風に漢字も習うんじゃない？
うん、はい。
ですから、サム君、どうやってあの間違いを通して自分で習ったんでしょうか？
あ、面白い例がある。 まあ、日本に行った時に、まあ、その、なんていう、例えば、おいしそう、なんかその、
はい、
そう、looks like、whatever。
何々そうです、何々そう。
そう、何々そう、習った時に、なんか、あ、かわいそう、それは、looks cute と、まあ、思ったけど、それは本当に pitiful sad。でもそれあ、まあ、知らずにあるなんかある女の子があの自分の娘の写真を見せたら、あ、かわいそうですねって言ってしまって、まあ同僚がかわいそうじゃないじゃなくてかわいいです。
ただかわいいと言っていいね。僕はそのなんかそう何々そうですのなんか文法をなんか使ってしまったというわけでなくての経験ではなかったんですけれども、あの、
はい、
僕はね、あの発音として発音ちょっと間違えて、なんかチキンじゃなくてチーカンついちゃったり、なんかいろんななんかやばかったです。
そう、あ、チキンが大好き、あ、チカンが大好き、
チカンカツ時間カツお願いしますって。
ああ、そうか、時間カツカツ、
そう、その微妙金があるしね、ね、ね。それであのおもみんな多分面白いなんか間違い経験があるかも、なんかあるみたいんですけれども、あのね、やっぱりどうやってあの新しく日本語を習って人たちが間違いを通して日本語を進歩させると思いますか？
そうですね。
どうやってあの間違いと、なんか自分は間違えた、自分が間違えた気持ちを乗り換えると思いますか？
まあ、まず自分が間違った理由と、まあ、気づいたらそれがいいと思います。でもよく、まあ、僕今までも、あの、まあ、たくさん間違ってる、
ん、うん、まあ、よく間違ってる。僕と同じだよ。
よ
毎日このパッカーズのホースなのによく間違っとる。
でもそれは、まあ、自分にとってまだ、まあ、何年、あ、まあ、長年でも日本語を勉強してるけど、まだあの、まあ、間違ってるのはなんか落ち込んでないけど、
うん、
逆にあ もっと頑張らなきゃいけないっていう気持ちが私は僕は、まあ、思っています。それとなんか、まあ、前に言ったようにその、まあ、その経験を通して、まあ、一回間違ったらその経験を思い出して同じあの間違いを繰り返すようになりますよね、
はい。これはいい上限ですね。ありがとう。それで最後の質問ですけれども、
うん、
サム君の一番好きな日本語は何でしょうか？
え、もう一度？
一番好きな日本語、一番好きな言葉。
言葉？
はい。
どうですかね。
最近習ったとか、あの、電動で習ったこととか、あの、結構面白い単語とか。
あ、ことわざ一つ、
はい、
思いついた。サルも木から落ちる。
The monkeys, even monkeys fall from trees.
はい。
それはどういう意味なの？ちょっと説明してください。
まあ、例えば、あの、プロフェッショナルの人も間違います。
はい。
あの、まあ、野球とか、どんなスポーツでも、あのプロフェッショナル野球選手もなんか失敗します
ね。
だから、あ、僕ら日本語をあの、まあ、勉強してる人やっぱりあの日本語を勉強するのは難しいかもしれないけど、日本人も日本語をあの、まあ、間違っているから、
はい、
安心してあのまだ頑張りましょうというなんか、
はい、
心配しなくていいよって、
うんうん、
まあ、意味と思います。
失敗しても心配がいらないんだろうね。
はい、
よし、それは素晴らしいと思いますよ。本当にそれ日本語も好き、僕はね。僕はね、もちろんまだ習って、なんか大学中なのにも、毎日日本、この日本語ポッドキャストやってるし、でも僕は毎日日本語間違えてるんだよ。本当にそう。なんか、ポッドキャストリコーディングしたら、ああ、これはダメだったんだなと、なんか、いつもなんか自問、なんか、実行してるんだろうね。でも、
そう、今もなんか、誰かが僕のなんか、
日本語を聞いて、多分なんか、悪いかなと思う。おかしくないです。なんか、日本語ペラペラ本当にそうです、サン君。それで、みんながなんか、プロフェッショナルなのに間違ってしまう。失敗しまう。それをことをするなのに、進歩するのが結構偉いと思います。本当にそう。本当に皆さん、ありがとうございます。この面接を聞いてくださった。僕とサン君が まだ習ってるんですけれども、僕たちがまだ間違っても、あなた方も一人一人間違っても進歩が可能なんです。Everybody, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate having you on the Manga Sensei podcast. Feel free to check out our show notes for Sam Wilson on manga-sensei.com or down below, where we'll have all that information if you'd like to connect with him on Instagram or Twitter or wherever he has those socials. But I really appreciate Sam coming on the podcast. He's a good friend and he's an example to me in the fact that he's got a good job in Japanese out there and he graduated my same major from the same college. So he really truly is my senpai.And I'll leave the last word to you, Sam.
Yeah, for all those of you out there learning Japanese, you know, just keep going at it and, you know, don't listen to what other people... For me, I just found it, like I said, annoying when people were like, oh, what are you going to do with that job? And it's really just follow your own heart and don't get discouraged. And no matter what you do, you know...Learning a new language is going to open up opportunities for you. And so keep going at it and keep going strong.
Yep, perfect. All right, everybody, we will catch you tomorrow. We break down some more tips and tricks in Japanese like we do every single day, 365 days a year. And with that, we'll catch you tomorrow. Jane.
Bye-bye.